What up, it's your girl Najee. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden. And you're listening to T7M Radio.
I am pure violence. I don't decide peace. Pimp shit. I came with my main bitch and my side piece. I aim it at that side. You can tell that whole side piece. I done hit so many niggas with the side piece that I lost the side piece. Light bulb.
You can take any bar from any verse from any rounds on me, and the crowd will safely say that every round's on me. And after I get that money tonight, I'm heading straight to the bar, and you best believe it's gonna be rounds on me.
You used to be in my wave. I remember the tight in them. Back days with skinny jeans. Remember the tight in them. Bullets tight in them. Paralyzed. Remember the tight in them. Caught them slipping like my brakes. I wouldn't remember the tight in them. And I'm tight.
I got young guns like the Rockin' Head that'll raise. I am pure violence. I don't decide peace. Pimp shit. I came with my main bitch and my side piece. I aim it at that side. You can tell that whole side piece. I done hit so many niggas with the side piece that I lost the side piece. Light bulb.
You can take any bar from any verse from any rounds on me, and the crowd will safely say that every round's on me. And that's
Calvin. Calvin.
In my money, green, red, and blue. What about you? Yo. From that city to out in New York. Big city to dreams, but I'm sleep all.
On the key of life, as I dabble in these streets with a key of white, 2020 tunnel vision, I can see the light, hoping that my God-given talent help me lead a life, shit's real, I don't even write, this is more like a letter, you can read the kite, for every inmate locked down and can't breathe at night, I'm blessed, front row, Barclays, I can see the fight, I'm running wild though, I had to stop, TNT gun boys at a traffic stop, thank God, stash box where I had the Glock, still afraid of heights, but somehow now I'm at the top, you see I spit in for the culture, surrounded by the fakes in the industry with vultures, bad to inch you closer, find China, sipping $1,000 champagne glass with the coasters, that's fine wood if you didn't know, but you can catch me out of town when I hit the road, and see my face on every flyer at a different show, real talk. One day you'll get it though. About to board a flight. Long days, even longer nights. My ex sent the text, said she wanted advice. It ain't the only thing she wanted, right? Nah, I'm good, ma, I keep my mind clear. It's like they want a nigga back, cause my time's near. Heard label, hear me rap, it tell me shine. Head still moving packs about the trap until I'm signed. Yeah. You see this game's an addiction. Pain and affliction for fame, but it's sickening. Ironic how these dollars make change in a system, cause that could've been me. Box laid out in prison, nah.
God bless.
Good lawyer, cause I'm court bound. They got me channeling my thoughts now. Reminiscing back then, we was all down. Now the love's lost and we all on our own, wow. I just do it so my mama smiles. And I work even harder so my mama's proud. And that's evident, I'm killing them, no evidence.
No evidence.
Brooklyn's mine, dead president.
Yeah.
my bro 7 Mitchell, T7M Radio. You now tuned in with your boy Nun Nun from the Hunger Games, North Carolina. Y'all go hit that subscribe button, man. You know what time it is, T7M Radio.
Y'all already know what time it is. You heard the kid, none. It's the boy 7 Mitchell. We are back. We are live streaming, and you already know what's up, man. T7M Radio. This is the culture. I am 7 Mitchell. Y'all already know the drill. It's time to talk our shit, man. Let us get into these debates. We got a couple things to talk about tonight. So we ain't going to hold too much, man. Y'all already know what time it is. 347-989-8102 is the number to dial in. Of course, if y'all live streaming or if y'all on YouTube in the live stream, salute to all of y'all. If y'all on Facebook, man, without question, y'all should be in the Facebook debate group, T7M Radio. We definitely look forward to chopping it up in there with y'all, debating 24/7, man. We're going to start shaking things up in the very near future, man. I wanted to chop it up with the fellas tonight. Couple things that went down. Nothing heavy. You know what I mean? Nothing really heavy. I want to get into some hypothetical battles, some hypothetical things. Also, most important, my top 10 most underrated battle rap bloggers. Bloggers have been the biggest talk, it seemed like, in battle rap as of late. But it's been on the negative side, and it's always been the usual suspect. So it's time to shed some light on a set of bloggers that's actually been trying and doing their thing. I think that we acknowledge them. So I'm going to lock in top 10 most underrated bloggers in battle. This is the culture with 7 Mitchell. Y'all already know what it is. Call up 347-989-8102. Shout out to my guy D. Hughes. He brought up Cannon. Big Cannon is definitely going to be a good discussion. Let me go ahead and look like y'all.
What's good, bro?
Oh, man, I'm cooling. So most. Y'all ready?
All right. Let's get into it.
Let me ask this pathetic. What do you think about, I'm not funny with this. What do you think about Rosenberg?
I didn't hear you. Like you was. I'm breaking up. I didn't hear you.
My bad. What do you think about Rosenberg Raw versus Glueezy?
I think that's a good battle.
You think it's something that should happen?
Yeah, I think that should happen. Like,
well, let me ask you this: who's doing who the favor? If they was to battle, who's doing who the favor?
I will say Rosenberg is doing Glueezy a favor because he's a vet.
But where's Glueezy at right now?
Glueezy is in the NBA. He's in the main stage. But I'm never gonna discredit like a vet just because where he's at and a newcomer where they're at. And I'm not gonna forget about like what Rosenberg did for the culture. Like he may be one of the reasons Glueezy liked battle rap for all I know. So I'm never gonna like you know discredit Rosenberg. In my opinion, I feel Rosenberg will be giving Glueezy the shot.
I mean, I can respect that. You're being a little bit more respectful than I thought. I don't really like this side of the flash. You're being a little bit too respectful. But my only thing is just that I like Rosenberg too. But I just feel like Rosenberg Raw can't get a shot on the URL. And if he was the battle blue, no, I'm being. When have we seen Rosenberg Raw on URL? They're not booking him. He's not getting booked on URL. Glue is part of the Goonies, and if Rosenberg wants that look, that URL look, the battle gonna have to be on the URL if he battled Glue for the most part. So I'm like, man, Glue might be doing Rosenberg Raw more of a favor. I don't say just because the nigga's a vet, he automatically doing him a favor. I think this situation is kind of, you know, interesting because just for the simple fact that, you know, Rosenberg can't get a normal battle on URL.
Yeah, that, but I may not be Rosenberg's fault.
No, I'm not blaming nobody, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
If you can't get it done. And he ain't been making a lot of noise nowhere else.
I would want to see Glue. Like I said, I think that's about already happened. But I want to see Glueezy versus Danny Myers. I think that would show me where Glueezy stands. Like, because you know, Danny Myers always gives 110% every battle, so I only want to see how Gucci would like will fare against that, because he really hasn't faced like a vet.
Well, he actually has Danny Myers, I believe, Born Legacy 6. Danny and I were talking, and I believe Danny said he has him, I believe, next, and I believe it's going to be on a Born Legacy 6 card. So you definitely going to get what you're asking for. Glue is going to get tested.
Yeah, I want to see him get tested.
Battleware Forensic said, I believe he was talking about Rosenberg Raw may have had a falling out with Nunu Nels some months back. That may be a reason why we haven't been seeing him on this platform. But we haven't seen much of Raw anywhere.
Now, he's been in, like, I've seen him in, dabble here and there in RBE. I've seen him in, like, little smaller leagues, like, but he hasn't been on, like you say, he hasn't been on URL, but he's been around. I feel like, too, he said it in an interview, he kind of took a break from battle rap as well, like.
Now, speaking of Rosenberg, Big Cannon went live yesterday on Facebook late last night, and Big Cannon had announced that he actually has Rosenberg Raw this year sometime. And wow, shout out to Rap Forensics. He also mentioned, remember the falling out that Rosenberg and ARP with RBE had back in a couple years ago or last year?
Yeah, yeah, I remember
I forgot about that. But Big Cannon and Rosenberg is going to be locking in this year. Who do you got in that battle?
I got Big Cannon clear. Big Cannon is arguably is one of the most dangerous battle rappers right now. Like, I don't know what people treat. Don't mess with that man. It's a few battlers I wouldn't mess with. That's one of them. Don't mess with that man.
What is Big Cannon, and this was one of his big questions in his live. I mean, not really a question, but he basically saying he just wants the respect, man. He's just not getting the respect that he deserves. What is it that's missing from Big Cannon, in your opinion, Flashy, that's going to,
like,
you know?
he doesn't have star power. Like, he doesn't move the crowd. He doesn't move the crowd. He doesn't have, like, a star quality. But as far as, like, skill, his skill is top-notch. It's just that he doesn't have the star quality. That's what it is. That's what's coming down to with some of, like, these underrated battlers. Like, it's not like they're not good. They just don't have that star quality, that it factor.
T7M Radio, man, this is the Culture with 7 Mitchell. We're streaming live on the T7M Radio YouTube channel. Callers, y'all call 347-989-8102. I'm going to be dropping my top 10 most underrated bloggers and battle rap lists in a few minutes. A couple of announcements. Matter of fact, we got New York in the building. We got Grail joining us. Grail, what's popping, my guy?
Grail, so bad. If you don't like me,
Grail, what's good, bro?
What's good? Flash Guard. What's poppin'?
Chillin'.
Grail, what we doing with Rosenberg Raw? Him and Glueezy, you like that battle?
Yeah, I want to see that on, like, some Born Legacy or some Rookie versus that type shit.
Facts.
So Grail, you know that this is a URL situation. So with that being said, Grail, who's giving who the shot? Or who's giving who the opportunity if Glue really battles Rosenberg Raw?
I still feel like Rosenberg giving it a shot. We not going to forget about the groundwork and the artwork that Rosenberg had laid down, though. We not going to do that.
Oh, man, whatever.
That's
what
I was telling Seven.
We're going to do that because it doesn't matter. That groundwork that y'all talking about wouldn't have got him on the URL in no other situation. Like, when is the last time Rosenberg on the URL?
It's been years. I'm not gonna lie. It's
been a minute. I even go front, but like I feel what you saying because at a time like right now, if he do take that type of matchup, it would seem like Glue would give it a shot because like it's like you need me to get over here.
Exactly, and Glue is hot, and Glue is with the Goonies, so you know what I mean. This whole thing just makes Rosenberg's stock rise. I don't see nothing that Rosenberg, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Rosenberg. I see nothing that he has that's really catapulting Glueezy as far as other than just him being in the game longer. Like, you know what I mean? I don't see him. Nah. I think that's just something for, you know, niggas got to think about.
I heard you say that.
Now, I was telling Flash that Big Cannon was on live Facebook last night, and he was mentioning that he has Rosenberg Raw this year. What about that?
Oh, yeah. I see some card. I think Cassidy hosted. Deja Zone against J400, Cannon against, who you said?
Big Cannon and Rosenberg. Yeah.
Yeah, Big Cannon and Rosenberg, and I forgot. There's another Bill Collector against Ty Law.
Shout out to my guy Jordan Porter. He said Glue wants Danny Myers. We was just talking about that, Jordan. I was speaking with Danny, I think last week, and he was telling me he got Glue Easy locked in, I believe, for Born Legacy 6. Him, Geechee Gotti, they gonna be on that. They gonna get on that plane and they head to New York. If it's gonna be in New York, I'm not sure exactly where it's gonna be. Pretty much sure, but Glue and Danny is definitely locked in. And Battle Rap for Registry, Glue is going at Suge too. He said he's going at Suge too. Battle Rap Forensic said Glue been going at Suge. I said biography that I did. If y'all haven't checked out the biography on Glue Easy, I did. Check that out. But I was saying Glue need to battle somebody aggressive and seasoned, somebody with a name. And I said Suge would be perfect, would be a perfect opportunity, and a little calling out Suge. So now Joey thinks that it's
you
early.
You and the Suge guy. You and the Suge.
You disrespecting Suge, the MVP. We ain't going to do this tonight. Now, Jordan feel like we're not going to do this tonight, Flash. I don't have to break this down. I did this to you last night. Don't get 3-0 back-to-back. What's wrong with you?
Nah.
You don't
want to
dominate.
I 3-0'd you with JC all the time.
You know, we're not going to. We're not. I got something for this whole JC talk even though, because we got a nice little one-on-one debate Monday. I cannot wait, but my guy Jordan feel like it's a little bit too early for Glue Easy to battle Danny Myers. You think it's too early for Glue?
Hell no.
Nah.
Yo.
Send him to the Sharks.
Can y'all please tell Battle Rap Forensics live right now on the show that Surf lost to Suge? Can we all agree on this, please?
No. Surf 3-0 Suge.
No, what? Are you crazy? What battle did you watch?
Surf the ocean. It's nothing that Suge could do better than Surf. We're not disrespecting Surf. Stop doing this, please. I told you, Surf, you're up. I told you this. I told you this already. Like, if it comes to Jersey, Suge is last when it comes to, like, the top series.
Hey, yo, Sam, you got to have a rule.
Yo.
When niggas talk some crazy shit on T7 and radio, you gotta hit that muted. You gotta hit that shit on me. Like,
see, I don't want to. See, the only thing is, I don't ever want to mute someone unless it's just too much noise because I want the world to hear how disrespectful and how unbelievable.
No, you're being disrespectful to Surf. You're being disrespectful.
No, I'm not.
I don't like that.
I respect Surf, but he lost to Suge. Let's keep it real. Suge beat Surf. Suge beat Av, and Suge beat Hitman Holla. Back to back to back. What are you talking about?
If you tell me Young Ill beat Surf, I agree with you. But if you Suge didn't beat Surf,
yo. T7M Radio, y'all in the live stream. Y'all let me know, yo, who's the Battle Rap MVP right now? Because my man Suge is looking real KD-ish right now. He looking real KD-ish right now. I don't know what you're talking about. He looking real Kevin Durant. Right now. What you mean you don't know
about
that, Grail? Oh, my God.
I don't know about that.
All right, man. Well, let's get into it, man. yeah, y'all so disrespectful. Did y'all check out what it's... Are y'all into the Queen of the Ring? Did y'all get a chance to see the Norma Bates versus Meatrice battle that dropped today?
No, I didn't get to watch that.
Meatrice did pretty well. You know what I mean? I think she got that 21 over Norma Bates.
I like
pretty good battle. Pretty good battle. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. Other battles to watch out for, of course. I believe A-Verb versus Sharon and A-Verb versus Mills is out now.
Yeah, I want you to think about that. I want to speak about that. I thought A-Verb did well.
You thought A-Verb what?
I thought A-Verb did well against your role. I don't think anybody says a 30. I don't think it's a 30.
I got to watch that battle. Also, Forensics, let me know. I forgot Bonnie Godiva and Sia Boy.
I seen that battle. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, fellas, what we going to do right now, I'm going to mute everybody real quick because I want to make a list for the top 10 most underrated bloggers in battle rap and why. Bring y'all back on. I mean, y'all can give me y'all opinion on what y'all think about. Now, this particular list that I'm coming up with, I'm not being biased because it's actually cats in here in this list that I don't really rock with at all, but you know, I'm just keeping it a buck. When we talk about bloggers, it's always the usual suspects that's being mentioned. And nowadays, niggas ain't even talking about battles, but we got bloggers out there that's been, you know, doing their things with recaps and other things, and them niggas don't get, they don't really get no, I'm not going to say no credibility or acknowledgement, because niggas ain't entitled to shit, but, you know, I feel like if you're gonna shed light on niggas all this crazy shit, I think you should shed light on some niggas that's, you know, doing some real shit for the culture of battle rap.
I agree.
You feel me? So let me go ahead and get into my 10 most underrated bloggers in battle rap. T7M Radio, this is the culture with 7 Mitchell callers. Y'all call up, man. Y'all join us, 347-981-02. Now, a couple honorable mentions when it comes to most underrated bloggers in battle rap. Give an honorable mention, shout out to my guy Mally and Mob Films, Bars and Real Stuff, Battle Rap Radar. Also a big shout out, honorable mention to the girl, I Love Battle Rap. She's a dope writer. She don't do video blogs, but she's definitely been doing her thing in the game. Also Nina Nicole of 100 Bars Magazine, shout out to her. They definitely doing their thing. I wanted to give them honorable mention. As far as most underrated media outlet in battle rap, you know, we got Rap Grid and we got Hip Hop Is Real. They've been doing their thing. But I want to shout out, I think the most underrated battle rap media outlet right now is probably Rap Battle United. Shout out to my guy JB with Rap Battle United. He's been supporting all of every blog that come out from anybody. JB has been on top of it. I'm pretty sure if y'all follow him on Twitter, y'all ain't even really got to follow nobody else, because he's going to keep y'all in the loop of everything going on. He got a dope website. He's been doing this thing. I had him under my wing when I had started the PG bloggers a couple years ago, and he done moved on, and he's doing this thing. He got a dope website. So I definitely want to shout out JB from Rap Battle United, because he definitely support. Now, get into the fucking bullshit, man. Let's get into, well, not the bullshit, because we're going to keep it a buck. And I also want to give an honorable mention to Avocado and them guys out there at King of the Dot. They got the Ruin Your Day to Watch Battles. I don't know if y'all really want to consider that blogs, but I do like how they, you know, sit down and break down, you know, watching battles. And I think that niggas don't really show them that. I mean, they get the respect, but I think that's really dope. But I don't really consider that a blog, so they get an honorable mention. But let's get into the list for 10 most underrated bloggers. Number 10, and this really can go in any particular order. I'm just running down from, in my opinion. I'm going to start number 10. The number 10 most underrated battle rap blogger, I'm going to go with Corey Got Bars. Corey Got Bars, it's funny because maybe, I think what, about 3 weeks ago, somebody in my Facebook group was ready to go off about Corey Got Bars. He had did some video being real disrespectful too, but you know, it's all good. I don't know. I didn't really focus in on that, but it's all good. But my man really wanted to go off on it. She was just saying how the boy was just talking real crazy. But all, I like what Corey Got Bars is doing with the breakfast and battle rap talk. Like if you subscribe to his channel, he has like a breakfast, a coffee in the morning, whereas though if you up early in the morning, he locked in talking about battle rap, doing his little blog. So I think that's something good and unique that's brought to the game. I think that's kind of underrated, because if you up early and if you like battle rap talk, there's not really a lot of blogs doing that much in the AM. There's a couple, but you know, Corey has been consistent with breakfast blog series, and I think that's really need to be acknowledged, because I think that's so. Number 10 for me is Corey Got Bars with the breakfast blogs. Coming in at number 9 for the most underrated bloggers in battle rap, I'm going with Battle Rap 101. Shout out to Battle Rap 101. If y'all don't know about Battle Rap 101, check him out on YouTube. He does the cartoons for battle rap. Now, this is crazy. Just the simple fact that we don't have nobody cartoons and no type of really animation when it comes to battle rap, and he's been doing little skits with cartoons, and I haven't really seen anybody really big him up or, you know, try to help push what he got going on. And I think something that unique, because can't nobody really just be making cartoons, and he do a good job of it. So I think Battle Rap 101 definitely is an underrated blog. He's doing this thing with the cartoon, so y'all check him out. He coming at number 9, in my opinion, for most underrated bloggers in battle rap. Number 8, we got the girl Tanika Tan. She's a female blogger out the UK. I haven't been locked in too much with Tanika as far as her, what she's been doing, but I know she's been doing her thing for a little bit, and she's been consistent, you know, doing her thing, and we don't have that many female bloggers. So I definitely wanted to, you know, shout her out. I think that's just underrated, period, default. Her being consistent, doing her thing. There's other girls that's been doing blogging as well, but they just not been consistent. And Tanika Tan, even from out the UK, like, she's still touching URL stuff. And shout out to my guy Battle Rap Forensics. She's sexy too, so it's a good look. So she coming in at number 8 on my top 10 most underrated bloggers in battle rap. Coming in at number 7, top 10 most underrated bloggers in battle rap, I got the Sun Guard. I haven't locked into too many blogs of his, but just from the thumbnails and the titles of his videos, I like how he's creative with some of the titles. He got a lot of debatable topics, the same goal. So I like the way he constructs his ideas when it comes to the things that he, I guess, is going to speak on and blog about. So the Sun Guard, I think, is underrated because he's pretty creative. He hasn't really built. I've seen him get into some messy stuff with other bloggers, but I have not. I can't say that he's built his, you know, his resume off of going back and forth. He's actually, you know, try to keep it as much battle rap content, at least from what I've seen. Y'all may know more about him than I do, but I got the Sun Guard being number 7, coming in at number 7 for my top 10 most underrated bloggers in battle rap. Number 6, I got my guy Battle Rap Forensics doing a TMZ thing. I mean, hot exclusive. You probably can't type to your friend what's going on and press send before my guy Battle Rap Forensics got the word out on the streets. Like, he plays no games when it comes to getting, you know, word out on the streets. And the thing that makes Forensics so underrated, not just because he's putting out the information fast, he's been spot on when it comes to certain things that's, you know, kind of went behind the under. So it's not just a fly situation with Forensics. He's definitely been bringing some shit, but you can definitely check out Battle Rap Forensics. He's definitely quick to the punch when it comes to dropping all the exclusive breaking news when they go down in Battle Rap. He coming in at number 6. Number 5 for me, the number 5 most underrated blogger in battle rap, I'm going to go with the kid Vida Fly. I think Vida Fly is definitely underrated when it comes to blogging. I think he brings some dope content. One of the things about Vida Fly, I'm not really sure. I think maybe one of the reasons why he doesn't get the respect that maybe he wants or deserves, I'm not sure how he started in this game. That he was this Facebook group with some guys. I'm not sure, but I don't know where his blogging career actually started. If he kind of started building his own, if he built his blogging thing off of his own merit, or I don't know really how Vida's situation come about. But Vida to me gives me the feel he betted on himself, and support. I get the feel that he's not a coach. He actually, you see him in the time and putting in the effort and doing things other than just what we see him give exclusive interviews. He drops a lot of breaking news now, his is pretty dope now. He is under the Champion umbrella with Jay Black. So, you know, it kind of get up and down when you someone else of that stature, when you kind of a partner in that. But I think independently, I think Vida Fly does a great job of bringing the streets some exclusives. And I do think he's underrated. Again, I'm not sure where his blogging career started, because, like, y'all got to understand this from me. I started blogging, I think, like 2013, 2014. Then I started the PG Bloggers back in 2014. Then we had Gnome. I think Gnome 4 came soon as I started the PG Bloggers. Then we started PG Bloggers Radio. At the time, the only bloggers was out was me, well, us, Angry Fan, John Ryan, Chris Unbias. It wasn't really that many bloggers. So then I kind of converted over and started doing sports for some months. And when I came back at the end of 2016, Battle Truth, there was Piper Boy, there was a whole bunch of these cats, you know, that was in the game. And then the blogging game was just different too, because like niggas was kind of blogging, like, you know, if you guys are familiar with DJ Academic, like DJ Academic got the voice, the audio voice, but he got the different visuals. So, you know, the blogging game had changed and everything when I came back. But, you know, getting back to it, I'm just not sure where Vitafly started his personal or his independent run when it comes to blogging. But for the most part, he bet on himself and he won. And you got to respect that. And he's bringing some exclusive content. And they doing pretty good on the show. So I think Rod is underrated. And he coming in at number 5 for me. Number 4, like it, hate it, or love it. I don't know what's wrong with y'all being so respectful. But number 4, most underrated blogger in battle rap is definitely, clearly, the homie Rome DMV. I don't know why y'all try up here and demand that I leave Rome DMV off of this list. This is very disrespectful. This is very blasphemous. Now, when I bring the fellas on live, after I give my list, I know I'm going to bring the fellas on live. I see the lines is lit. I know they're going to try to talk their shit. But we got to keep it a buck, man. Rome DMV, and the reason why I put him on this list is because I'm looking at everything that we got going on in battle rap, right? And I'm looking at this young kid, whether he knows his stuff or whether he doesn't know his stuff. He tries to do so much things that's battle rap related. We got the live feed thing he got going on. I think he got like battles on his live stream. He breaking down stuff. Like, it's not that he's doing things that's never been done before. A lot of stuff that he's be doing is already done before. But at least niggas be trying to keep it battle rap, and he be creating things that's battle rap related. You know what I'm saying? So I think for that alone, if you look at his channel, he got a lot of different things that's going on that's strictly related to battle rap. If you look at his most popular videos, if you go down the list of most popular videos, Rome DMV, for the most part, all of his popular videos is off of battle rap related content. Now, he catching a bad rap off of other things. If people want to talk about his character, this, that, and the third, I mean, that's y'all to judge. Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at that. I don't know yo personally, but I just, you know what I mean? It's hungry. And let's keep it a buck for my street niggas, yo. A young out here trying to niggas stick up niggas self doing this little battle rap video thing. Like, I'm not going to hate on that, and I'm not going to try to, you know, shit on a nigga. I'm not saying give a nigga a pass when the nigga be out of bounds, but I mean, he's a nigga trying to do some shit. So, I mean, I think, you know, the way shit going down now, yo, we ain't even living long. You know, us young black niggas, we ain't even living long. So I think he's underrated because he is trying so much. Whether niggas like him or not, you know, that's all good. I'm not no fan of I haven't really been locked into a lot of what he do, but I know he has been doing some things, and it's been battle rap related. Best of compilations for battle rappers. You know, all that shit is dope. It's not, you know, people have been doing that shit. I don't want these bloggers to see. Sometimes these bloggers feel like they do things and they make it seem like they the first ones to do it, or they bringing something to push forward the culture. You're not really doing a lot sometimes to push forward the culture. You're just really keeping it consistent. But, you know, it's better than me seeing you niggas dissing each other all the time. As long as niggas keeping a battle rap and attempting to keep a battle rap and have been consistent with keeping shit battle rap, you know, I salute to him, and that's why I put niggas on this list. So number 4 for me for most underrated bloggers in battle rap was Rome DMV. Number 3, most underrated blogger in battle rap is the homie Battlethon. Now, you talk about consistency. You talk about dropping some breaking exclusive news. You talk about just going hard. Battlethon is one of the most underrated media outlet bloggers in battle rap to me. He's always live on the scene, and he's been doing his thing consistently. So he's a big, I don't care about really numbers and views and all that. Like, yo, people gonna watch what they gonna want to watch. I get no views, so views ain't even no fucking factor. But if you got a consistent work ethic, that shit away from you. You feel what I'm saying? And that's where the quality coming at. Like, there's nothing. You can have a whole bunch of corny niggas watching your shit, you know, or you can just have a whole bunch of, you can have a whole bunch of subscribers and you can have a whole bunch of people watching your shit, but thumbs down in your shit, talking bad about you on your video. You don't want that type of attention. Like, it was one thing to have 5,000, 10,000 followers, but it's another thing to have those 5, 10,000 people shitting on you on your channel. Like, that's not really a good look. So people shouldn't really play too much in the numbers game. Just keep the quality, keep it a buck. And I like Battle Thorn. I think he's been consistent doing his thing, and he's underrated. He come in at number three. Number two, most blogger in battle rap, in my opinion, is going to my brother from another mother, my guy K Doze from K Doze Media. K doing his thing. I told you he started out with me with the PG bloggers back in 2014. He actually was doing his little thing independently with K Doze Media back in 2013. And he's been doing his thing ever since, man. He's come up, created new things. He does things outside of just battle rap. He's dropping some exclusive interviews. He got this crazy ass interview y'all gotta watch. Go to K Doze Media right now with Geechee Gotti, man. He give me Geechee Gotti, man. He's sitting on the rooftop. Them and the fellas, they lit talking that shit. K Doze been putting in a lot of work for the fans, man. And he's never really been on no drama shit. He doesn't talk negative. He just tries to keep everything positive and holding it down. So K Doze is number two, in my opinion, when it comes to most underrated bloggers and battle rap. And the number one, numero uno, most underrated battle rap blogger, in my opinion. He gets respect when you mention his name, but when you don't mention his name, or when you mention Tyler, his name is not mentioned. I think the most underrated blogger in battle rap is a historian. I have not watched a lot of him, but I really respect what he do and how long he's been doing it. Minnesota Luke, to me, Minnesota Luke is number one top underrated blogger in battle rap. When you look at the history, when you look at the knowledge, when you look at the topics, when you look at him staying away from a lot of the controversy and still being relevant, still being respected, and still being credible, Minnesota Luke is one of the truest definitions of a blogger. And you know, he gets respect. No one shits on him. No one talks bad about him. He's definitely a historian, my guy Grail said. But you know, I think he's underrated because when we talk about bloggers, all we keep hearing is Jay Black, and I don't even see Jay Black as being a blogger, so I don't know why his name is in that conversation. But it's always the usual suspects, the Angry Fans, the Battle Truths, the Chris Unbiased, the Piper Boys, and, you know, those guys deserve whatever they get. But, you know, I had to make this list because there's just too many out there that's kind of locked into battle rap strictly. And, you know, regardless of views and subscribers that niggas may have on a YouTube channel, because like I say, yo, YouTube is like the block for these niggas. Like, everybody's channel is like their own pack, and everybody using YouTube is the block. Everybody want to put their pack out and see who get the most traffic, who can get the most, who can get rid of their pack the fastest. And, you know, that it's just crazy. YouTube has become a hustle when it come down to monetizing all that shit. And, you know, it's just good to see some fuckers out there that's doing this shit for the essence. I mean, we all want to get paid too, don't get it confused. But salute to all of y'all for doing y'all thing. That's my top 10 most underrated list for battle rap bloggers. 7L Radio, this is The Culture. 7 minutes, call up 347-989-8102. About to bring my guys back on. I know they about to talk their shit in their New York state of mind. Flash, Grail, love my guys.
The fuck is up with this Rome CMV shit, my nigga?
Well, I did have. Let me see. Yep. Are you clear?
Yeah.
I can't hear you, my G. Hold up.
You hear me, my nigga?
Terrible ass network connection. Y'all hang tight.
Yo, you hear me?
Disrespectful about me putting Rome DMV in my top 10.
You know it is, my nigga. What you doing with this Rome CMV shit?
Hold up,
nigga.
My
God. What happened?
Let's see here.
Yo.
All right, I'm going to bring in all the usual suspects with me. We got Flashy, we got Grail, and we got the homie from out UK. We got Battle Rap joining us. Fellas, y'all live. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Loud.
It's a bit choppy. Yeah.
Right, salute to y'all. It looked like we got the big homie Jay from down in the building as well. Jay, what's up, my G?
Yo.
Oh, there we go.
Jeremiah.
Jay, what's popping?
Hello?
What's popping, G?
What's
up,
going
bro?
On, Jeremiah?
Yo, what's good, bro?
Man, I ain't known that.
Yeah.
Chilling.
So let me talk to my guys real quick. Grail, Flashy, talk to me. Y'all just heard my top 10 most underrated bloggers list. What was your thoughts? I heard y'all going off about...
I like your list though. I like that you made Minnesota Luke number one because I think he's very underrated.
Okay, so you do agree. Yeah. Is there anything on the list that you totally just disagree with? Was I being black?
Nah,
wrong
TMZ. Nah, as long as Battle Truth is not on it, I'm good.
No, I don't think Battle Truth is underrated. I think Battle Truth gets what he deserves. I think Caps and them guys are getting. I mean, they get the acknowledgement. You know, when you talk about bloggers or top whatever conversation, you know, it's always the usual names and suspects. So that's why they wasn't on.
Not usual suspect. He only started a year ago. I wouldn't put him up there with Angry Fan or Jay Black. He's still pretty new. I wouldn't say he's solidified.
Yeah,
He got over a million views in since November, though.
Yeah,
you got to have respect.
We're talking about a lot of...
We
don't.
You should be blaming the fans, though, society.
What y'all
got?
Y'all was talking about the top 10 underrated?
I do blame the fans. Seven, you see what I'm
no,
like.
You can't blame the fans if you're talking about the numbers, because this nigga Battle Truth was just put out there about possibly having sex with
a
mate, stealing. All this stuff, bro.
He
still get thousands of views on his channel. How do you know he's buying subscribers?
I put it out there.
Battle Rap Society, do you have proof that Battle Truth is buying subscribers?
Yes. The whole of Twitter has proof.
No, I've never seen
what's
proof.
You,
so, I mean,
aren't you aware?
Huh? What's the proof? Where's the proof?
He went from 4,000 to 6,000, and then 6,000 to 4,000. Can you tell me how that happened?
I mean, I don't know how that happened. But if he bought it, why did it go back
down?
Exactly.
That's when you buy subscribers, and the money doesn't go through. It's quite common. It's not something crazy. That is quite a common thing.
No, that
you could do with Instagram, Twitter, anything. It sounds
now,
very well.
That doesn't make any sense now. That's not making no sense. How is it that he can buy? Because you're saying that he can buy subscribers, but then the money don't go through, so it goes back down. I mean, it shouldn't change unless the transaction
is
complete.
Right? It's a computer-generated system. Of course it does. It's a computer-generated system. It works with anything. You can buy anything.
I think your disrespect is computer-generated, society. You're being very disrespectful.
Society, I agree with you. I don't know why you know. Fuck Battle Truth too.
Fuck Battle Truth. I put it out there yesterday, and the responses I was getting was, we don't watch him because he talks about battle rap. He's a comedian. So why do we?
Yeah, he downplays everything. Like he's a
comedian. Fuck Battle Truth.
Well, who else on this?
He's monetizing off shit.
I like that you put Corey Bars. I think he's good.
You like Corey got bars?
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Yeah,
I
like what you gonna say, society?
This Corey got bars. I saw a recent video about him not liking you.
Yeah, somebody had I didn't see the. I didn't actually the blog was made some months back, and one of my guys had just recently. What were you gonna say?
Yeah.
Are you saying something?
Say,
or you asking me a
good
question?
It's not really good. Yeah, it's not good because when you type in T7M radio, he's the first video, which is already negative. He needs to get rid of that.
What does that have to do? But what should I do about that? Report the video?
I don't know. I'm just saying when I type that in. That's the first video you see.
You gotta embrace your haters.
But but y'all gotta understand this. Like, he a young cat. That shit don't do nothing. And when he did this blog, I didn't never knew about the blog. Somebody just let me know about the blog maybe a few weeks ago, but the blog was done months ago. So I never even knew that he did it. But I mean, it's not really about nothing. For me to go at him, that's not, you know, we're going to wind up doing what these other cats is doing. Like, that ain't about
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
No, because that's what I'm saying. I didn't really understand when you're saying you slide distant because you're not the type. Like, you seem to be straight.
No,
up.
I mean, I can tell you if you wanted to know if I'm correct. Now, yeah. I had did a book even long ago back about I don't respect the shooter. And there was a point in the blog that I had said that I had seen a blogger said that he was tired of battle rap and he was tired of the stupid stuff to go to battle rap and he was about to stop blogging. And then like a day or two later, he's back blogging. And I said, that's corny. This is the corny stuff we need to take out of battle rap. And I'm thinking it was him. Now, in his blog, he says he admits that was a corny move, but I guess he felt like I sneaked dissing him, and he's talking about I saw where he said something about keep his name out, but I didn't even mention his name, so the nigga was just reaching for attention. So I'm just like, you know, if he calls that responding to what I said, you know, it was the truth, you know what I mean? Yeah. You just got to eat that truth. You know it was corny, so just move on. I'm not tripping off of no rebuttals or no. Come on, man. I've been doing this for too long. That shit ain't about nothing.
Hey, Seven.
Is he in your list?
And because if it was about something, I wouldn't even have mentioned this kid. I put him in this list. I wouldn't even have mentioned him. That shit ain't about nothing, my guy.
Seven.
That's
good.
What up?
Hey, how you feel about John John? He tweet. Y'all follow John John?
I don't really. Yeah. I don't follow too many artists, but what he tweet out?
He say y'all fans say it's the vets the reason battle rap dying or something like that. He mentioned it's the new cats because they not giving the vets something to be hungry about.
I told him.
I mean, but you got vets battling vets, and they still not putting on the show. So don't blame the new niggas. Don't blame the new niggas because the vets fucking up, and then when they do
like,
fuck up.
I just feel like battle rap is losing its appeal. Like, I don't feel like it's as hyped up as it used to be like a couple of years ago because, like, it's too many lackluster battles.
And that's true, but the thing is they always want to point the fingers at the new guys. It's the new guys.
Of
it's
course.
The new class. It's the PGs.
Of course.
See, the thing about the whole situation is what you got to also take into consideration too, fellas, is that you have now a situation where we are seeing more blogs than battles. You know, ever since this advertisement situation come up, and Grail, I know you can attest to this shit because we stay locked in. Like, battles have not been dropping the way they have been before. Leagues have been so stingy.
Yeah.
When it comes to this pay-per-view option, look at Queen of the Ring. We talked about Queen of the Ring last night. Queen of the Ring may have had like two or three battle events this year, but they've only maybe had a handful of battles that drop on the channel because they're trying to do the video on demand. And then you see URL doing the pay-per-view shit. And now this is so fucking crazy, Grail. URL ain't even sold out for Summer Madness. What you think about that?
That's crazy. I feel like once they announced K-Rock and Hollow and Hitman and K-Shine that shit would sell.
This shit is, they're going to have to do this pay-per-view shit.
I think they're going to pull that shit at the last minute.
Piper Boy said battlers won't sell fights. They won't sell fights, which is very fucking true.
They don't. It's like bloggers promote battles more. I was talking that shit with Flashguard earlier. Like,
they don't even know how. And then when you look at it, I mean, you can just take this shit back to the WWE because most of this shit is give you a wrestling feel anyway. I mean, you think about people like, you know, all the different Jake the Hobbits and everybody with these different personalities. You do little mini blogs. You get in and out. You ain't got to do no long blogs. You leave the blogs up to the bloggers and the media outlet, but you got to make yourself present and make yourself known more than just on stage. Mike P was doing a little something at first, you know, outside of battles, but he got the daylight battle. Like, niggas is lazy. Battle rappers need a fucking workshop. You know what I'm saying? They need a workshop, to be honest. Yeah. They need a fucking workshop. Straight up and down.
Yeah. I feel like the only person I know that stay promoting themselves and marketing their brand, I feel like Jim's got it, bro. Like, on everything.
See, this is what Jim's is my guy, right? But
yeah.
I guess it's truly about preference, Grail, because how do you say Jim's is a top blogger, right? But you got, like, even Piper Boy, for example. Piper Boy is on the live stream. He drops exclusives.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So how can you have somebody that just does the feel? I mean, you want to put him in a comedy elite status, but how does that rate the same to someone that's doing exclusive, doing topics, mixing it in, interviews? Like, Jim's to me is like he has his own thing, but I've seen the conversation of people putting him as a top, and I could be wrong, but it's just, I don't know. I just feel weird putting rappers in that space when there's actual bloggers that do so much in and out of the situation. Like, how do you compare the two like that? It's just it's wild to me. But y'all fellas, I'm bringing y'all back on live. Y'all let me know what you know that.
Yeah, I think you're right, Seven.
You feel me? It's tough.
Yeah, but Jim,
remember when
Jim's is like, is Jim's bring like the comedy and like a real nigga feel in blogging. That's why people relate to him, because that whole slogan, "Stop being dirty," that's catchy.
Yeah.
But Jim's has the blueprint for what these artists need to be doing. Jim's can sell a fight if he gets the right matchup and if his opponent matches it up.
Yeah,
right.
A couple of battle rappers, they can do that, though.
Yeah, me and Grill
yeah,
was
it's
talking
a
about that earlier. Like,
who do y'all think the top
like
five
to, like,
artists when it comes to selling a fight? I think Verb can sell a fight.
Surf. Surf will fucking... And then, you know, Surf a dog ass out on the radio, on Twitter. You got too many nice niggas. They want to, like, T-Rock so fucking mad when he talked. He said, "Me and Rum Nitty smoked like 20 blunts after we battled."
Yeah.
Bro,
exactly.
You don't
want to
hear that shit? I hate that shit.
I don't
want to
hear that.
Man.
Like,
Hitman
and Arsenal.
So
they were going back at each other. Hitman and Arsenal.
Yeah, Arsenal and
you.
And you can...
When Hitman and Arsenal were going at each other, it seemed so real.
With Hitman and who?
Arsenal.
Yeah, they did well, exceptionally well at selling that fight. Grail, who you think is somebody that can sell a fight, bro?
I feel like top five sell a fight. No particular order.
Sure.
Verb.
Dope. Captain Marketable.
I'm tired of Verb.
I'm tired of Norbs. I am Verb and I'm tired of Norbs with this back and forth shit. Y'all niggas know y'all created the monster. We've been doing this shit for years. 3 years, 4 years. Y'all created the monster. Now y'all cannot get mad because niggas ain't being biased when it come to y'all performance and what y'all to, and what niggas to do what y'all want. It's just not going down. Straight up and down.
Gotcha.
What up?
Mm-hmm.
What up, society?
I said, why don't you like Norbs?
I can't hear you. Say it again.
You said something about Norbs. You said something about Norbs.
Yeah, I was just saying when it comes to Norbs and Verb, they are two of the spearheads when it comes to the issue with bloggers. I see them talking a lot, but they created these monsters. Mm-hmm. They created these monsters.
Yeah, what didn't Norbs co-sign Rome?
It is what it is. Like, yo, salute
Rome
to everybody on
the
T7M live stream, man. Big up to all the fellas that call up. I'm not going to hold y'all. I did want to drop y'all with the top 10 most underrated bloggers in battle rap. Big up to my guy Grail, as always. Y'all make sure y'all subscribe to the T7M Radio YouTube channel. Definitely appreciate it. If y'all on Facebook, make sure y'all join the T7M Radio Facebook debate group as well. Definitely appreciate the support. And let me see what Battle's upset with their treatment. But you know what, Piper, they sign these contracts. So it's just like, yo, you make your bid now, you gotta lay in it. What's next? What can be done now? I don't know. It's just a mess. It's just a big mess. I don't know. I'm gonna just try to stay in my lane. But big up to all of y'all. Y'all stay safe, man. Appreciate y'all. We live again tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern. The Culture T7M Radio. Y'all be good, man. I'm out. Peace.